The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the par of the Kohen Gadol was standing ben ul mizbech, and he went to the par and he did smicha and he did vidui. That's the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, man shamas leidam ben ul mizbech tzafin, Rabbi Zerub Shemini. The Gemara brings the three shittas, what's called tzafin, legabe shittas kachay kachim, which would include the par of Yom Kippurim. It's a par chantas, it's kachay kachim. Is it only what's kineged the kira mizbech? Is it also included the area ben ul mizbech? Or is it also included the area and back of the mizbech to the mizruch of the mizbech, the makom drisus hakanim, ragli Yisrael, and the ragli kahanim? So the Gemara says, since it was ben ul mizbech, it goes like Ezer b'shem. And the Gemara says it could even be like Rebbe, because Rebbe also holds ben ul mizbech is good. Rebbe holds that both are good. Ben ul mizbech, and which is further west, closer to the Hechel, and if he holds it, even the back is good, even the Makom Drisus kind of Ragli Yisrael, which is closer to the entrance of the Azara, Kol Shekein, what's closer to the Hechel and the Ulam is good. That's the Gemara. So the Shailas, we're not talking about Shchita here, we're talking about the Smicha. So Rashi says, Man Shamas Le Da'ama Ben Ulam Mizbech Karit Safel L'Shchita Skachi Kachin. Who teaches us, which Tana tells you Mizbech is called Saf v'shchitas kachay kachim? Because the Mishnah here says, Parah min binul Mizbech, and the Mishnah in the next parak says, that the place where they said the Vida Neshechta, because it says, Boli Eitzel Parah Sheni, V'samach Sayadav, and he's Misvada again, and then it says Shachatai. So it sounds like the Parah never moved, it was still in the same place, and you did the Shchita there. So Rashi's Mavur, that Mitzad the Smicha, you wouldn't have to be in the Safin. It wouldn't have to be in a place which is Roya Feshkita, which is called Safin Feshkita. But the issue here is, Mitzad the Shkita, that even though this Mishnah didn't mention the Shkita, but this was the Mishnah that mentioned that it was Menul Mizbech, and we're being Saimach on a subsequent Mishnah in the next parak that says that the Shkita was in the same place. That's Rashi. But the Taishanim says even the smicha. Taishanim says the same kumamakim sheshayach the mitzafim. Because the smicha has to be in the same place as the shkita, it also has to be mitzafim. Just like the shkita has to be mitzafim, so the smicha also has to be mitzafim. So Taishanim l'chay is saying, not like Rashi. Rashi is saying l'chay else the smicha wouldn't be a problem. You wouldn't need safim mitzad the smicha. But Taishanim is saying that you need safim mitzad the smicha alone. You don't have to come on to the mission in the next parak to show that the shkita is there. The smicha also has to be betzafen. How do you know the smicha has to be b'makom hashchita? So it's all in the Minchas Avram, he brings it to Sefta Nigam, is mashman away. Because Sefta Nigam says like this, call a smicha shayi b'mikdash, take of a smicha hashchita, chutz mizu. And we're talking about the smicha there of the Asher Mitzayra, which they could not do, the Asher, the Bailim, couldn't go into the Azara. So they can't have a take of a smicha hashchita, because he has to be Seimach on it from his place where he is in the entranceway of the Zohar B'Shayin Nikonar. So it wasn't take of a Smita Shkita, and then the Tesefta goes further, call a Smicha Shemikdash Ha'il Tzvayni Shal Mizbech, Chutz Mizeh Shayi B'Shayin Nikonar. So it sounds like there's two dinim. There's two things different about the Smicha of the Asher Mitzvah. First of all, there wasn't take of a Smicha Shkita, and second of all, it wasn't Tzvayni Shal Mizbech. So it sounds like there's two dinim. It's not the Pshat that you have to do the Shkita B'makam the smicha b'makom the shkita in order that the shkita should be right after the smicha take of the smicha shkita. There's a tzveita din that has to be in the makom of the shkita. The Rambam's mashman away too. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Ma'aseh Rabbanis Perek Gimel, Halacha Yudbeis, the Rambam says the following, u'v'makom shkita seimchin, v'take of the smicha shkita. It sounds like there's two dinim. You have to shecht in the place of this, you have to shecht in the place of the smicha has to be in the place of the shkita, and also the time has to be right after the smicha has to be the shkita. Vim shachet b'makom acher, if you shecht in a different place, oisha shah, or you wait at shkita sukshayra. So that's two dinim. It's the place and the time. Now the Gemara Menachos is not mashman that way. The Gemara Menachos that said the Gemara Mebeis is the Mishnah that says b'makom shesayim chen sheichdim v'take of a smicha shkita, mamish the lashon of the Rambam. That's the Mishnah. that the place we do the smicha, that's where the shkita is, and the time right after the smicha has to be the shkita. But the Gemara says, "May come," right? And the Gemara says, "B'makom shesayim cheshekdim shetek of a smicha shkita." And Rashi, at least the Rashi from the Ksav Yad, he says, "What's the Gemara's kasha? May come. Let just say take of a smicha shkita. Why not to say b'makom shesayim cheshekdim? Just say it has to be right away, and then you'll know it's the same place." And the Gemara answers, "You're right. That's what it means. The reason why we do the smicha in the place of the shkita is because it has to be right away. So it sounds like it's only one din. It has to be right away. The din b'makom shesayim cheshekdim is because of take of a smicha shkita. That's what the Gemara says. But the Rambam brings it the way the Mishnah has it. B'makom shkita seimchin v'take of a smicha shkita. And then when he fears eis, imshacha makom acher oishashah. Sounds like it's two dinim. How is he learning the Gemara? The Emek Bracha, the Nuchasil Sedaim, discusses the din of Tekev there, but he says that the Rambam must have learned like the Rashi, the other Rashi that we have, the Rashi before the Rashi Ksav Yad. There, Rashi says that the Gemara's Kasha might come and means, because the Gemara thought that B'makam Smicha Sheikhtin means the place in the animal. The place where you do the Smicha, that's where you shech. But that's not true. You do the Shechita in the neck and you do the Smicha on the head. That's how Rashi learns the Kasha. And the Teretz is, yeah, no, the Gemara means, the Makam means in the Makam of the Azar. But Lachari, according to the Rambam, he's learning even the Maskana, there are two dinim. Now, Agav, the Rambam says, Mshaka b'makam acher, oisha shah, shkitasik sheirim. There's a machlekes in the first, and what he means by that. Are you makayim the smicha? The Kesemishna's mashma, no. Kesemishna says, why does he say shkitasik sheir? He says, numi mashakasa v'kamam b'samach. That's learned from what the Rambam says right afterwards. And what did the Rambam say right afterwards? He says, "V'smicha shiori mitzvah." The smicha is a shiori mitzvah. Fichem loisamach kipper veinim akavus avakeh malonov kilo lekipper. The Rambam says, "L'maisa the smicha is not makav." So that's what it means. If you shechted in a different place or you waited, it's kosher because the smicha is not makav. It sounds like an yetzer the smicha altogether. The only reason why yetzer the karmis is because the smicha is not makav. But the achreinim, the arsemeach, and the mechaskin of course also away. The arsemeach is medak. The Rambam is not mashman away. Because the Rambam right before the Nachan Av says, "Ein semchen ala ba'azara." You have to do the smicha in the azara, and some chutz azara chayziv esayim el chifnim. And then in the second lach, he says, you need the makam shkita, and you also need a take of a smicha shkita, but it doesn't say chayziv esayim. It sounds like you're not chayziv esayim. If you did the shkita, not the makam shkita, you're not chayziv. He doesn't say chayziv esayim like he said before. See, Taich is the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says like this. That's how I read it first. If he shech live in places, or he waited, meaning he waited between the shkita and the smicha, shkitasik sheir. Doesn't say the smicha is kosher, he says the shkita is kosher. But he says, no, you can't read it that way, because then he should say, you should do another smicha. You have to read it like this. If you shech in another place, or you waited on the shkita, kosher, the smicha is kosher. Mechaskinach also learns that way. So, kum dais, the din of take of a smicha shkita and the din of the makam smicha shkita is not makam, the smicha is kasha without it. But it's not a kasha on the teis yishanim. The teis yishanim is saying it's a din smicha lechatchila. Because of either they would do the din smicha ba'ifin that would work lechatchila. So, if there's a din makam, so that's why the Mishnah knew that the ulmenul is mech, this is considered a makam shkita, kedei that the smicha should be kasha lechatchila. But Rashi doesn't hold that way. Rashi holds that the Gemara's kasha wasn't from the smicha, like we said. The kasha was because the Mishnah in the next parak says that the shechita was done in the same place. Why did Rashi hold the kasha was from the smicha? You can say pashit. Rashi holds like the pashas of the Gemara Menachos is just one din. All there is a din that the smicha has to be taken to the shechita, but there's no din that the smicha has to be in the makam shechita. But really, you could say a different shot, really. I want to mention this anyway. The Mikdash Davin and Simuch Avdalin is bothered. How do you know there's a din smicha by Parish Alayrin? So the truth is, the etzin din smicha by Parish Alayrin is a Gemara in Svachim, learns it out from a Pasuk, Daf Mem Amud Aleph. So that Gemara learns out there's a din smicha by Parish Alayrin. But the Shaila is, why is it two smichas? We have the Vida here with the smicha, and then the Mishnah says you do the Agrola. And then you make which one's the same, which one's the azazel, and then you go back and do another vidui. After the grola, you go do another vidui. So there's no take of a smicha shkita by the first one. You do a second smicha, and the second smicha again with another vidui, and then you shech the par. So she asks, Vushtei two smichas. Two vidas, the pasuk says. The pasuk says that he goes to Vavikir Vayan, his parakash of Kibu Bada Vad Beisai. And then it says, Lokach Nesim Vemlof Nehashem, and you put on the garolis. And then it says, again, Vikir Vayan, his parakash of Vikir Vayan, and they say, Vishakal is parakat this Hashalai. So it says two times vidai. When does it say smicha? When is it two times smicha? Hazakta Mikdash David, Vaistai says, smicha in this Mishnah is not the smicha of the carbon. It's a Nayan din smicha because of the vidai. So he wants to know if I can't now. Once is it din smicha because of the vidai and there's two viduim, so Vashtetzach there's a smicha. What's Pshat in the Gemara in Zvachim that learns it din smicha of a parish line from a pasuk? We anyway need a smicha. We need a smicha for the vidai. So he says, the Tarit says, because the smicha for the vidai doesn't need take of a smicha shkita. So it's telling you a din that you need to take of a smicha shkita. So the second smicha, you'll have to shechta right afterwards. Without the din smicha batzim, you won't have to shechta right away. Also, it could be the smicha of the vidya doesn't need b'chal kaychai. The smicha mitzvah the carbon needs b'chal kaychai. Now, Kopalim, that's what the Mikdash David is saying, that this first smicha is not the smicha stand the smicha on the carbon. It's stand another smicha mitzvah the vidya. So if you nemlan that way, so it's pashit, you can't say like the Taisis Yishanim, that the problem is the smicha. Even if you say normally smicha needs a makam shkita, that's a smicha that's a shtayach to the shkita, to the carbon, to the carbon. But this is smicha that's not nothing to do with the carbon. This is smicha with the vidoy. The carbon is going to have a smicha later. Shalza teizishanim is not mashalay. Teizishanim is mashman that both of them are smicha in the carbon. Vadayin sarach bir. Now, in the Etzim Shaila, the Machlaik is the three Tanon. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda says, what's Tzafein? Mikirat Tzfeini v'akaisa azar k'nega kol mizbeach kulay Tzafein. That Tzafein has to be on the north part of the Azara, but it has to be opposite the Mizbeach. It has to be directly k'nega the Mizbeach, otherwise it's not Tzafein. Rabbi Zerb Shimon says no. Also, the part that's in front of the Mizbeach, closer to the Heichel, closer to the Ulam. In Ulam, his back is also softened, but the back not. And Rabbi says, no, the entire area of the Azara, that's on the north part of the Azara, from the beginning of the Azara, the Makam Jesus, Ragli, Yisrael, Vakahanim, and the Kenegim is back, and the Menulam is back, all of that is suffering. Now Rashi explains, what's the Pshana Rabbeis Rabbi Yehuda? Why isn't the part that, why do you have to be Kenegim the Mizbech? So Rashi says like this, Avashloi kenegin a mizbeach l'tzad, ma'ev l'tzad mizrach. Afalfishu tzvei na'azara, tzafa means tzvei na'azara, north of the azara, ain't it tzafa l'shkita. It's not called tzafa l'gai b'shkita, shabina al-yerech ha-mizbeach. This is v'shachan es al-yerech ha-mizbeach tzafayna. So it sounds like there's two dinim. You need tzafa, and that means the north of the azara. You also need al-yerech ha-mizbeach. Right? You see, according to all the Tanam, the Gemara says that the base of Khalifa's that if you're going where the ulam sticks out on back of the ulam, the back of where the ulam sticks out, so you can't see the mizbeach from there. So that lekulei al mizpasul. And Rashi says the cave and shein mizbeach nirisham in kara yerech mizbeach. So lechayer, it sounds like there's two dinim. There's a din you need safin, and that's as long as you're in the north of the Azar you have it. But it's another din yerech mizbeach. And basically, the holds Yerech HaMizbech has to be connected to the Mizbech. The other Tanam don't necessarily hold that way. But if you don't see the Mizbech, then everyone agrees it's not Yerech HaMizbech. Thing is like this. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Chavav, see, the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Memtes, first of all, says the Kabbalah's Damus has to be B'tzafen. That's the Din Mishnah Ezim Mekayman. Kachi Kachim Shikitasa B'tzafen. Kibbal Dam Lecheshares B'tzafen. The Gemara in Daf Memtes learns the Limud. Both the Shkita and the Kabbalah have to have B'tzafen. Now the Gemara in Zachem Daf Chavav is discussing, could you shecht the behemoth when suspended in the air? So the Gemara says, kachim kalim you could, but kachim you can't. Why? Because you need a shkita al yerech. So it's not called al yerech hamizbeach if it's in the air. It has to be on the floor. Could you do kabbalah sadam when a behemoth is suspended in the air? So the Gemara, yes. Because it says, shkita has to be al yerech. It doesn't say the kabbalah has to be al yerech. As I the maskanah say Gemara in Zachem Daf Chavav, there's a din al yerech which tells you that kachim that's suspended in the air, the shkita is no good, it's not al yerech, but the kabbalah sadam could work even though it's suspended in the air, because you only need a shkita al yerech, not a kabbalah sadam al yerech. So the Mikdash David, it's in Simon Zayin Sivkat and Gimel, he says, so who a din, if let's say you shechted the behemah b'tzafin, and you brought the behemah achayre beis hachalifais, and did the kabbalah there, so it would be good. because Safin it is. It's just not al yerech. So it's only a din in shechit and not a din in kabbalah. But the Milchus of Ram here says the Rambam is mavur not that way. The Rambam in Hilchus Beis of Bechira describes the whole area of the Azar, exactly what everything is, and the Rambam describes a square which is including the Benul and the Mizbech, the Keneged and Mizbech, and the back, the Makam Jesus Ragel Kahanim, all of them to the north of the Mizbech, and he says that square is called Safin. That's what the Rambam says. Kolam Ruba Zemikrit Safin Hu Makam Shashaglim Mekatshe Katshe. Now in Perek Hay of Maisa Kabbana, Salacha Beis, he says like this, Katshe Katshe Nein Shechlin Eisen, and in Halacha Gimli says, so the Rambam clearly says that the Acharya Beis HaChalifis is not the Makam Kabbalah either. He says, Safin is this square, anything else doesn't work not for Shkita, not for Kabbalah. According to the Mikdash David, he's saying that Safin is a Pshad, that that's for Shkita, and the whole area is called Safin, and there's another din of Yerech, which that doesn't apply to Kabbalah, but the Rambam says it's the same din Shkita and Kabbalah. So how do you learn the Pshat? So Mechaz Ram says, Maistei said al Yerech, really there's two dinim. There's a din of al Yerech that's the Maist of Shkita, has to be al Yerech. And that's the din that if it's suspended in the air, you don't have a Maist of Shkita al Yerech, and that's a din in Shkita, not in Kabbalah. But there's another din of the makim. Ear is not a problem in the makim. If it's suspended in the air, it's the same makim. It's just missing a mice of shkita al yerech. And that's a din in shkita nan in kabbalah. But the makim, that yerech hamizbech, which is defining the makim, that's a din, be'etzim and the makim, that's a din shkita and kabbalah together. I think it's a meduyik in Rashi in a way. Rashi says, Why do you say in the kasha l'shkita? Vayisus is not a nayach hazar and you need two din and safin al yerech. Yerech defines safin. If it's not al yerech, it's not safin. As I stated in Rashi. So the Gemara in Zvachim Dachlo Vav is talking about the other din of al yerech. That the din of the Maisa Shkita, that's only Shkita, not Kabbalah. But the din Yerech, you also learn from Yerech where Tzafin is. So I want to just, Mima'ari, one more Nakuda, which also I got a lot from the Minchas of Ram. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, I understand. He says Yerech means only what's Kenegel the Mizbech, exactly, that's Yerech. Anything else is not Yerech, and like we're saying, since it's not Yerech, it's not Tzafin. Rabbi also understands. He says, no, as long as you could see the Mizbech, it's called Yerech. The whole area north of the Mizbech, it doesn't have to be connected to the Mizbech. As long as it's right of the Mizbech, it's not a Chari Beis HaChalifos, that's also called Yerech. But what does Rabbi Zeb Shimon hold? Mimanav Shach. If he holds, you don't have to be connected to the Mizbech, so why is he Mechal between the Me'ul and Mizbech, and he says that's good, and the Malkam Jesus or Agli Kahanim Yisrael, he says it's no good. They're both Safin, and neither of them are Kenegah the Mizbech. What's the Chilik? So Rashi and Zvachim is a little bit more clear. Rashi and Zvachim says because it's Kilei Kedushasei. So that's what the Minchas of Ram says, that if you're going to nemlon that the site of Safin, this is Hechakira, is Safin the Pshat Stam, it's a Makam, a Kviyas Makam, or Safin a Din Kedusha? You have a Kedusha of Harabayas, you have a Kedusha of Azar, you have a Kedusha of Safin. Has more Kedusha, and Katsha Katsha needs more Kedusha. If Tzafin's a din and more Kedusha, so then you can hear. Be'etzim al Yerech might mean Kenegah the Mizbech. But Rabbi Zvi Shimon holds is a Svara. If that works, Kolshkein in front. It's not coming Lafuket in front, because that's more Kaddish. You can't say the part Kenegah Mizbech is more Kaddish than the part Benul Mizbech. Benul Mizbech is more Kaddish. So Yerech is a Pshat that that has a Kedusha. So Koshkin Vilum is back, but Mashain Kain and back, that is less Kedusha. If it's less Kedusha, so you can't learn it out. So this is the Pshat. Rabbi holds, it's all called Al Yerech. Rabbi Yisrael holds, no. There's Xerius Akasav, it has to be Kenegah the Mizbech. Rabbi Ezim Shimon holds, Yerech means Kenegah the Mizbech, but Koshkin if it's more Kaddish, because the whole you say that Safin is Kedusha. So he discusses, is the Rashi in Zvachim Daftan Hayim and Bey, is the Shalim, the Girsa, the Rashi, the Girsa we have in the Rashi sounds like that there is no more Kedusha Tzafin and Darim. Rashi is discussing, the Gemara is there discussing a tzad that Kashim Kalim shouldn't work with Tzafin. The Gemara says, what's pshat in that? What was that tzad that we had need a limit from the Pasuk? Kashim works Tzafin Kalim, Chaim and Kashim Kalim. So the Gemara thought, no. Maybe Kashim need Dafka Tzafin, Kashim Kalim need Dafka not Tzafin. So the Rashi that we have says, that Ikalamei Malahai Kavat Tzafin Lahai Shairuchas, Namai Kedushasei Tzafin Midarim, Kvias Makam Balmuhu. So it sounds like, not like we're saying, Tzaf is not a din in Kedusha. But then it's Shver. Why should Ben Ulam's Bech be more than the Bech? It's saying, Kachim's Begin are actually the opposite. Diklamein, but the high Kavalai Tzaf and the high Shairuchas, and Kedushasei, the Tzaf and Midarim. Like Kvias Makam Ba'alma. So that's Mamish what we're saying. And this, Lachai, this Gemara is Mavur that way. That Tzafin is a din in Kedusha, at least Al Kapanim, according to Abaz of Reb Shimon. There is Shash there, on Daphnehem, the days in Zvachim, where that Rashi is with the two Gersais, he brings the Raya from the Pasuk, by Asher Mitzayr, it says, V'shachar Isaac, B'makam Shesh Kishadis Elbim Kayim HaKaydesh. I saw in the Hamak Davar also, it's earlier, the Hamak Davar Yid Pasuk Yid Beis, that the Pasuk is telling you, it needs the Makam HaKaydesh. That sounds like the Makam Shkitas Kachi Kashin, the Torah refers to as the Makam HaKaydesh, sounds like the Din Tzafin is because it needs more Kedusha. Now one more Indian on this Amid, that the Gemara is discussing the Vida that you make by the Smicha, and the Gemara says by Ya'ilah, you make a Vida on Aseh, and Avayin of Lekach, Shikha and Peyah, and it's a Shaila in the Rishaynim, and you Gairis Maiserani. And Rashi says, you're not Gairis Maiserani, because it has a vidui. The gam the sata v'levi zeh ma'aserani. So that way, ma'aserishin, the asamad is zeh ma'aserani. So you see that it has a vidui ready. The gam the sata v'levi legeli asamana. So ma'aseris is ma'aserani. So meila has a vidui. So it can't be that there's a vidui of a'ila. And the chayitz t'muan, Taisus asks his kashi ready, and so do all the rishonim. The chayitz two viduim are the opposite. The vida he's doing on the Ayla is that he didn't do Maiserani properly. So how could you say that it can't be that as a vida of an Ayla that he didn't do Maiserani because there is already a vida? That vida Maiser says that he did do Maiserani. So what does Rashi mean? What's Pasha Taichin Rashi? The Rashi says we're not going to be Gairis Maiserani because Maiserani has a vida already. It's a whole different vida. That's a vida you did do it. And there's a vida you didn't do it. Taisus Rekshayn Nagash, another Rishaynim. So the three Pshatim and Achrayim that I saw. The Netziv says the Pshat and Rashi is that the Yisaita Ayla is, Ayla, the carbon Ayla is Mechab on something which has no other Einish. Has to have no other Einish. So whatever is Nichol in the Vida Meiser has another Einish. Because the Pasuk says, you do the Vida Meiser and you say, Eshkivu Mayim Kachacham and Hashemayim. So the bracha comes from keeping the dinei maisers, and if you don't keep the dinei maisers, you don't get the bracha, so it has an einish. So whatever is nichol in the vidu maiser already has an einish, so it's not shaykh la'il is mechaper. Shaykh if Rashi means that. Rashi doesn't say it. Rashi says it has a vidui. Rashi should have said it has an einish. And Svasema says an interesting pshat. Svasema says, what does it mean, Svada and Asay? And the vein of Lekat Shicha and Peya. How do we know every guy who's bringing Ayla was over on Lekat Shicha and Peya? A Chattas, we understand. He's bringing a Chattas, it's a vein Chattas. He's bringing Asher, it's a vein Asher. What's if Shana Ayla is Misvada, Lekat Shicha and Peya, Mechatesim? So like this, I said, it means when you bring an Ayla, you think, I have a farm? Who says every single time I did Lekat Shicha and Peya properly? It's a hard mitzvah to keep. So you Misvada just in case. That's like a shikha and peya. Mashenke maiserani, you have to get up every 3 years and tell the Eivish to begam the satim alevi legel yasam amana. You have to make sure you did it. You can't be misvada by an eila just in case I didn't do it on misvada now. That's going to be a stira to the vidu that you're going to say every 3 years. That's how the Svetzam was lit shat. Yep, ganz geschmack. The mitzvah Eisen in the back says like this. He says that what Rashi means is, Hayes is a vidoy that you did the Maiserani. We don't want you to be misvada when you bring an Eila. Because if you're misvada when you bring the Eila, you might think, okay, it's true I didn't do the Maiserani properly, but I was misvada already. So now I can tell the Eivish that I did do it properly. But that doesn't work. You have to taka do it. So Mela, we don't want you to be misvad the Maisrani on the Ayla. Because that will be a stira to the vida that you're going to make later. Well, the Svasemba says it'll be a stira. And the Misvaisen says, because maybe you'll, because you're misvad by the Ayla, you'll go and make the vida mice even though you didn't do it kedin. Hakabanam, those are the three pshatim. The Siv says if it's nichol and the vida is an einish on it, so vices it wouldn't be, and say when the Ayla would be mechaper. The Svasemba says that we don't want to be misvada on the Ayla because you can't be misvada just in case and then go and say that you did do it. And Misvaisen says, we don't want you to be saimach on this vidui to go and be misvada taka the vidui maishas. All three of them say about the Rishaynim's kasha that it's mavur, that you do say the vidui lecha shechu pei. He said, but that's not the ikr. That's not ma'akiv. Maisirani is ma'akiv, lecha shechu pei is not ma'akiv. The Ari Shainim is safe, Maisharani is not Ma'akiv, but in Rashi, the Chayyid of Shad is Maisharani is Ma'akiv, and Lecha Shilchapay is not Ma'akiv.